Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Nun Aleph. Psachim Yerushalmi daf Nun Aleph, and we are on Nun Amabez on the last line, but just one or two haras on the last point that we made. We mentioned that Tzlach. The Tzlach is an amazing application of a Yesod, but it's a Yesod that appears elsewhere in other sources as well, right? The Tzlach used the Yesod about Bris Milah to explain the Ramah. The Ramah says that if somebody does a Bris Milah on a baby before day 8, Yatzah. Yatzah is Yotzeh. And that's a big Chiddush. The Nosei Kelim are bothered by the Ramah. How could one be Yotzeh? So the Tzlach in Psachim on Daf Ayin Beis says that even if a Mila is done lefnei zmano, so to speak, but the idea of Bris Mila is that she hey mahol, that it's the result of the Mila, not just the Maisa HaMila, so Yishei Mahol, and that's what the Ramah means. By the time the Mila comes, the day 8 comes, he is mahol, and therefore that's why our Gemara on yesterday's daf said, L'machar yesh ba'asiyasa mitzvah. By the time the machar comes around, so then the mitzvah still has an effect. So again, that's a big chiddush of the Tzlach explaining the Ramah, but the idea of that Mila is not just a Maisa, but a result, Shiyehe Mahol, that's everlasting, that's something that we find in many sources. The chiddush of the Tzlach is that you could even have a Maisa HaMila done Lefnei Zmano, and that could create that result. But the Yesod applies in many contexts. The Ma'arach Har Zarua, the son of the Arzarua, in a Tshuva Simen Yud Aleph says, well, this is pretty clear in the Gemara in Menachos. Gemara Menachos on Daf Mem Gimel Amebeis. That's the Gemara that talks about David HaMelech. The Gemara says that David HaMelech, a person should always be surrounded by mitzvahs. Chaviv in Yisrael, she sivivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvos. Tfilin b'rasheyen, v'tfilin b'zroosehen, v'tzitzis b'bigdehem, u'mezuza l'pischehen. Valeim David Amar David, and that's what David had said. Sheva bayom hilalticha al mishpatei tzidkecha. Seven. How do you get seven? So there's four tefillin, tzitzis. Well, tzitzis can't be, the two tefillin, you don't count the parashios, two tefillin, four tzitzis, that's six, and mezuzah is seven, that's sheva bayom hilalticha. U'bishah, and the Gemara continues, u'bashi nechaz David l'meis ha'mercha, when David went into the shower, v'ra atzma omed arum, he was naked, amar oili, shemot arum below mitzvah, woe is me, that I'm naked without any mitzvahs, when he remembered Bris Mila, he's like, oh, okay, then he became calm. After he went out, Amar Allah Shira. When he went out of the bathroom, when he went out of the shower, he started singing Shira. He remembered Mila. So one second. If the Bris Mila of his mitzvah was only when he was 8 days old, and there's nothing left, then what's he so happy about? That he's not Arum in a mitzvah. He's Arum in a mitzvah. Mila was years ago. The answer is that no, there is something that lasts about Mila, even after it is done. So that's that the Ma'arach Har Zarua thinks that's what that Gemara reflects. The Maharit uses this idea to answer Tosfos' Kasha in Kiddushin, right? The Tosfos' Kiddushin, where there's much written about, and that is Tosfos' question on Daf Chavtes, is Bris Mila a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Because the Gemara requires a pasuk to exclude a mother from being obligated to mal her son. So ask Tosfos and the other Rishonim. Tosfos Rid, you know, why do you need a pasuk? Bris Mila is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So therefore, right, maybe by yom v'lo balayla, maybe only from day 8, on day 8. So why do you need a pasuk? Lamali kra, typically, the mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Ha, hushanimo, Bishmini, Lilaidasa, Vanasha Paturos. Tosfos answers, well, from day 8, it has a starting time, it has no ending time. So that's not Zman Grama. Tviyama Shmini Vahala, Ein La Hefsik, Lav Zman Gramahu. So it's not Zman Grama because it starts from day 8. Then Tosfos says, aye, what about, it's only by Yom Vyo Balaila. Tosfos says, this must be Commander Amar, that it's even Balaila. But there are other answers given. The Tosfos Rid, we have mentioned, there on Daf Chavtes says, well, the Mila is all about the hisaskus. It's not just the maisa. The hisaskus, the involvement of getting things ready and the caterer and the everything involved in the Mila. So that's why that's bein bayom bein balayla. So it's not called as man grama. And that's why you need a pasuk excluding a woman. The Maharit says, well, maybe once it's done bayom ubalayla. And the effect is day and night. And that's why you need the pasuk. Others say the Netziv says in the Merom Yisad that maybe that's where there are two brachas on Mila, which is also a question of the Mefarshim, al Hamila and Lahachnisa, one's on the Maisa, one's on the effect, right? The Chalos, Rav Soloveitchik also has that. And one other application, some say this is the chiluk of whether you think that the sugya in Shabbos about tzitzin hama'akvin, tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin, right? The Machlokas Rishonim, that Gemara, the Briska Rav points this out, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, when the Gemara says, Piresh, once you stop doing the Mila, you only go back for tzitzin hama'akvin and not tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin, is that talking about Shabbos, Rashi? Rashi says, B'Shabbos, one little word. On Shabbos, you only go back for the tzitzin hama'akvin, but not for the tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin, because you're a yotze already and keeping Machal Shabbos. While the Rambam doesn't say the word Shabbos. Meaning, even for on a weekday, you wouldn't go back for the tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin. So maybe that also, some suggest, is based on this chiluk. Whether there's still, maybe the Rambam says that only during Zman Kiyam HaMitzvah, does it, make sense to do a Hidr Mitzvah. So, are you still involved in the mitzvah? Is there still a mitzvah? Is he still mo? Is it continuous? That's a number of, areas where we see this idea of the result. It's not just, we mentioned for the Beis Halevi, I think a couple days ago also, in Parshas Lech Lecha, there's the Maisa, and he also says it in the Tshuvas, Maisa Mila and Sheyehei Mahol. So all of that is correct and true, but the Netzlach's, the added Chiddush, is that you could create that even with a Maisa a Mitzvah before Zman a Mitzvah, according to the Rama. Okay, so we continue now, the last line on Nunim Abeis, here we're in the Sugyas of Ta'ah Bidvar Mitzvah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we have two contexts here. We're talking about Korban Pesach, and if somebody shechs a Korban Pesach or a different Korban on Erev Pesach, L'shem Korban Pesach, those are the sugyas in our context. And also we were talking about the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos that talks about the babies. You have a baby that's supposed to get Bris Milah on Friday or on Shabbos or on Sunday. All of these contexts, and if you mess up, are you in your Mechal Shabbos, you do a baby that's not supposed to have a Bris Milah on Shabbos, is one Chayav Achatas. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Du Rebbe Meir Hi, the last line, that the version of the Machlokes that we have in Shabbos, where we're talking about Yevodir, you shechted the shechted, Chas V'Shalom, you did Milah on the baby, the wrong baby on Shabbos, you weren't supposed to. So the version of the Machlokas that we just quoted, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar, that's Rabbi Meir's version. Rabbi Meir's version. What's Rabbi Meir's version? Because he holds the following. So Rabbi Meir, Amar, we're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pshat of this Gemara and switch a couple of words. So Rabbi Meir, Amar, Davar, Sheyesh, Ba'asiyaso, Mitzvah. Where what you did is Fishore Mitzvah, meaning the case of on Shabbos, you mild an Erev Shabbos baby. So there, you did a mitzvah. You did it a day late. You weren't allowed to be Michal Shabbos, but you did a mitzvah. So our mayor says, Dover, Sheish Basi also mitzvah, something that is involved, and you do a mitzvah, the Friday baby on Shabbos. Pater, everybody agrees there that you're Pater from Mechatos, because that's Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, Va'asa Mitzvah. Dover, She'ein Basi also mitzvah, but something that's not a mitzvah, meaning you did a Sunday baby on Shabbos. You did it a day early. So that's, skip a word, but machlokas. That's the machlokas, right? If you had a Sunday baby, you did it on Shabbos, that's the case of machlokas. This is all Rabbi Meir's version. Again, according, if you did a Friday baby on Shabbos, then everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who has the more limited view of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, he would agree here you did a mitzvah, and therefore you are pater according to Rabbi Lazar. The machlokas there is only davar she'ein basiyaso mitzvah, that you mild a Sunday baby on Shabbos. That's where Rabbi Yeshua still says you're going to be pater because you're involved in a mitzvah. You think you're doing a mitzvah, and Rabbi Lazar says no. Near, he would still be chayv achatas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon has a different version of the machlokas. Rabbi Shimon, that was Rabbi Meir's version of the machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no davar she'ein. She'ein basiyaso mitzvah chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says, if the case of ein basiyaso mitzvah, meaning the Sunday baby on Shabbos, chayiv, everybody gives you chayiv there. Even Rabbi Yeshua, who has the more expansive definition of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, he would say you're chayiv there if you didn't do a mitzvah. What's the case of a machlokas? The ein basiyaso mitzvah, the machlokas. What's the case of machlokas? Well, you for sure did not do a mitzvah. I'm sorry, b'sheyesh. V'sheyesh b'asiyah, switch that word. V'sheyesh b'asiyah, so mitzvah machlokas. Rabbi Shimon holds, where you didn't do a mitzvah, where it's a Sunday baby on Shabbos, then for sure there's a yirchai v'chatas. But v'sheyesh b'asiyah, a mitzvah. If you did a Friday baby on Shabbos, that's a machlokas. There, Rabbi Lazar still says, even though you did a mitzvah, still you're going to be chayav achatos, according to Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, no, that's tabadar mitzvah, asa mitzvah. So, sheyesh b'asiyaso mitzvah, skip the word pater, b'machlokas. So, two versions of the machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, in Masechta Shabbos. One version of Rabbi Meir, one version of Rabbi Shimon. Next. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, divrei Rabbi, skip that, switch that to Rabbi Shimon, to pair parallel to the other Gemara, right? Divrei Shimon. Divrei Shimon here means our Tanakama. Our Tanakama. When, we'll back him Sachem, right? When our Mishnah said that if you shecht a non-Karban Pesach, you shecht Shar Karbanos, right? Shar Kalazvachim, right? Back on the Mishnah, Dach Mem Tes. If you have Shar Kalazvachim, that you shecht the Lashem Karban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, Rabbi Elazar says, Yechai V'chatos, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're Pater. When does Rabbi Yeshua say Pater? Only if all of these conditions exist. Fuhu sheyehei set tamim, it has to be tam, uben shana, it has to be within its year. Like the Mishnah said, ra'ui, we're just adding on what ra'ui means. Right? What does ra'ui for the karban mean? So it has to be tamim, and it has to be within the year, the right age. Ushlamim, it has to be a karban. Right? Karban eda, Chaim Gvievsky, can't be a chulin animal. Chulin animal that can't turn into. It's a chulin shenis chutu bazara. So it has to be a shlamim. V'ra'oi l'shtanos l'shem Pesach. It has to be at the time that it's ra'oi to be a karban Pesach. That means ben arba'im, late in the afternoon. So all of these conditions have to be met in order to say ta'a bidvar mitzvah. And you did something. V'asa mitzvah. You did some type of mitzvah, like Rabbi Yeshua says, that the karban is kasher. I remember the first mishnah in Svachim. Kal azvachim jizbechu shlo l'shman k'sherim eshlo olabayim l'shem chova. So other kabbanas, even l'shem Pesach, we don't pass it like that daya in the first parak of Zachim, that if you did other kabbanas l'shem Pesach, it's also pasul. Just like Pesach l'shem other kabbanas pasul. No, we don't go that, we don't say like that shita. But it has to be, so it has to be here, like you did other kabbanas l'shem Pesach is kasher, but it has to be tamim, during the, in the year, a kar bashlamim, not a chulin animal, and l'shem at Bein Arbaim. So Atshmamina Tlas, you know what you learn from all of these limitations? The following. Atshmamina Davar Shein Lo Kitzvah. You only say that it's Tabid Var Mitzvah if it's L'Shem and Karban that ain't Lo Kitzvah. Remember that what was Yesh Lo Kitzvah? That was Tamid. Karban Tamid, Yesh Lo Kitzvah, you know exactly how many Tamids there are, right? 104, if there's 52 years, about, right? 100, we said it before. About 100. But it's, yeah, ain't Lo Kitzvah is the only time that you would say Tabid Var Mitzvah. V'davar She, skip three words, three letters, Shadarko Lahachlif. And it's only something that was possible that you could be mistaken with, right? It's a sheep, and it's a karban. V'davar Sheish Basiyaso Mitzvah. And it's something that is a mitzvah. You did something, you accomplished something. Because this is a shlamim l'shem Pesach. So the animal is a karban, it's kosher. So that's what you learn from this limitation of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Ma'is l'cha davar she'en lo kitzvah. So we have this Gemara back in Masech Shabbos, I think. Right? What does it mean, davar she'en lo kitzvah? That a tamid is yesh lo kitzvah, and a karban Pesach is ein lo kitzvah. So what's ein lo kitzvah? So 2 days in the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar, Meimar, shel nitna ha-Torah kitzvah, kama psachem yitchu, et ha-Shabbos l'chol shana. The Torah doesn't specify how many karbanos Pesach will be docha Shabbos. Right, you could have as many Pesachs, let's say there's, I don't know, how many Jews, and how many animals, and how big are the animals. So, that's Ein Lo Kitzvah. Right, how many current Pesachs are going to be Doche this year? It's a conceptual. How many altogether? Right, that's what Ein Lo Kitzvah. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Meimar, She'enat Yochol Lamad Al Minyanan. Rabbi Yossi says more in what's in front of you. Right, you can't count them. You can't count them up. So that's why it's, there's so many of them in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it's in Lo Kitzvah, that's why it's Ta'a Bidvar Mitzvah. So either it's that the Torah doesn't limit the number of karbanos, the Torah doesn't limit how many karbanos Pesach there will be. Rabbi Yossi says it means that you can't know the number because there are so many of them right here. In it, Yocholamod al Minyanim. It's similar to the concept of Ruba de Lesa Kaman and Ruba de Isa Kaman. Right? Ruba de Isa Kaman is the roles that are in front of you. Isa Kaman. You found a piece of meat. There are 10 butcher shops. 9 are kosher. 1 is not kosher. There's a rubat the Isa the isa kaman. Right? It's all about what's in front of you. Ruba de less the kaman, a rove that's not in front of you, is a statistical rove. Right? And there's different categories here. Rove women give birth in the full term. And rove people don't pay their debts early. And most people don't claim money unless they're owed. Most people don't do there's all different types of roves. There are behavioral roves. There's rove women are not islandists. So there's many different types of roves. Those are roves, but those are roves de lesa kaman, right? Is it in front of you, or is it not? So here too, you have the similar two types of tupshadim of ein lo kitzva. Is it conceptual? The Torah doesn't matir a certain number. There's no limit. Or in front of you, that you there are so many of them you can't count them. And the Yochalam al Minyana. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosa now the Amora. Right? This was a machlokas we just had. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yirmiya. Tupshatim. So the Gemara is going to now prove Rabbi Yirmiya that it can't be Rabbi Yosi. It can't be Rabbi Yosi who says they're not countable. Because the same principle, the same yesod of Ein Lo Kitzva, Yesh Lo Kitzva, is not only applied by the Karban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, but it's also applied to the Bris Milah cases. The Bris Milah cases, just saying this outside first, two cases, you can't say it's about, oh, they're not countable. They are countable. Look how many babies are here in front of the Moel. So if you apply the principle of Davar She'ein Lo Kitzva, Yesh Lo Kitzva to our baby case, then you have to say it's Rabbi Yirmiya, you have to say Rabbi Yirmiya's pshat. That the Torah didn't matir a limited number of karbanos. Let's see. So Rabbi Yosa, kavi mati le'ilein tinokos sveikos. When Rabbi Yosa says, when he got to the Mishnayos in Shabbos about tinokos sveikos, where you have the different, babies that the Moel was Mal and, Friday and Shabbos, Sunday babies, havi amar yafilim dona Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yosa, when he said this, he said, oh, Rabbi Yirmiya's shot fits in. Why? Islachamemar sh'inat yachalam moral minyanan. Can you say that the application to Brismila is that you can't be omid al minyanan? You can't count them? Yes, you can. You can see how many babies are in front of you. It's not like Karan Pesachs. Ela shalom nitna tora kitzva kama psachim yitzchot ha-shabbos b'kol shana. That's the one that's more parallel and that could fit into the baby case. Right? The other pshat could fit into both cases. Right? Eni olam al minyanam and olonat ha-kitzva. But if you're applying it to the case to the case of the tinokos, so then only Rabbi Yirmiya's pshat would work, and that is Lona the Torah didn't give a kitzva, and not the case of Yachalamod al Minyana. Yachalamod al Minyana. Brismila on Shabbos itself, I think we mentioned this a few days ago, but today I'll just read it inside. Right, Brismila on Shabbos, Tosfos asks a question in Maseches Megillah, and that is, we know that there are three Gzeira Darabas. Right, Gzeira Darabah appears by Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah. Right, Gzeira Shemei Avirenu, Dal Ramos, Birshas Harabim, and we don't want to carry. That's why we don't allow Bris Milah. We don't allow Netilas Lulav or Tkia Shofar or Kriyas Megillah on Shabbos. Right, so the discussion in the Rishonim and Rashi and Tosfos. What is it? What are you exactly worried about Shemei Avirenu? Are you worried about right, the language is Dalet Amos in Rishus Arabim. Right, they have written Dalet Amos, Rishus Arabim. So Tosfos there, Megillah Daf Dalet asks, and what about Bris Milah? Why don't you have Gzeira Daraba, Gzeira Shema Yavi Renu Hanif, Dalet Amos? Not the baby, because maybe the baby is Chaynosi as Asma, it's only in the Siddur Rabbanan, at least right now. But what about the knife? Gzeira Shema Yavi Renu Dalet Amos. Right, so why aren't you worried about that? So Tosfos says two answers. Aval Mila Bishabis Ein Lidchos. The ha chamira, it's very chamur. Shekein nichrasu alav shalosh yud gimel brisos. Right, he quotes the Mishnah in Nedarim that Mila has the word bris 13 times written by it, so it's very chamur and it's chashuv, serious mitzvah, and it's the only one that has kares. But nichrasu shalosh yud gimel brisos, and that's why that is you're not going to push it off. It's too serious of a mitzvah, too heavy of a mitzvah. The gam testosus. Ein adamal el imkin havi baki. Who are the ones that are doing mila? Who's shaking a lulav? Everybody's shaking a lulav. So it can have any amaaretz going to try to figure out how to do nanuim, which is always interesting. You just pick it up in your yotze. So what is the person going to ask? Shemi avirenu is going to ask a baki how to do nanuim. Nanuim are in ma'akev. Interesting. But that's a lulav and shofar. Many people blow shofar. Okay, they're not as many people as shake a lulav. Shake a lulav. Every single person has to shake a lulav. By Baal Tokeya, there's more. But Mila, even less. Only the Moalim. So we're not going to make a Gzeira for only certain number of Jews. V'gam ein adam mal el imkin have a baki. So we assume he's going to be a baki already before he's not going to go right now and decide. The sakana yesh bedavar, because there's a downside. There's a sakana. Right? And then Tosfos goes into Shofar. Tosfos says of achnisha l'ri halevi eich toked b'botzo yom ha-kipurim haloasa l'asas malacha sheyavdil v'su yema yelcheitz ha-baki kid l'chayshin ebrash jana shechal b'shabbos. Why aren't you just like Rosh Hashanah shechal b'shabbos? Maybe the Shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. So again, you could answer that's not really a mitzvah. V'came hayalana l'meichash like zeir v'tiris d'mishim t'kiya Shofar chachma v'ein malacha v'gam l'chayshin shem yelcheitz ha-baki d'mishim t'kiya achas she'ena l'mishim zeicher l'yov elu istrich kuli haik Rosh Hashanah daraisahi. Yom Kippur, it's a minog. It's a zecher. It's a zecher to Yom Kippur of Yovel. It's not a mitzvah that you have to know 30 kolos how to do. Tekiah trua, tekiah shvarim, trua tekiah. So therefore, there's less of a chash. Don't worry about that tekiah of Yom Kippur. Rabbeinu Shmuel Omer, just finishing the Tosfos, the dafka b'shabes u'b'rosh Hashanah. Not worried about Motzei Yom Kippur before you make Havdalah, right? That's not a worry. But Tosfos gives two answers to the Mila question. Number one, only Mila is Nichrus who Yidgim Abrisos, and only experts are included. But this is where the Taz gives the answer to this question of, we're not going to aser Mila, because Mila is a davar hamafurish b'Torah leheter. Right? That's the Taz's Yesod, which the Minchas Chinuch quotes many times. It is commentary. It's known as the Taz HaYadua. And that is, if the Torah says something is mutter, the Rabbanan can't just wipe it out and say it's aser forever and ever. So, what is the Taz answering? He's answering the question. He asked this in Arachayim and in Yeridea. I think in one place also elsewhere, in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz says that why don't we say that you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, just like you can't blow musical instruments on any other Shabbos or Yontif holiday, so too on Rosh Hashanah. You shouldn't be able to blow shofar. What's the answer? The answer is, says the Taz, that's impossible. The Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanan is going to say, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah ever, and that doesn't work. Right? To say that you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, I understand that, because then in certain cases, you're not going to blow, and next year you will blow. Not knocking out the mitzvah forever. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, by itself, if you say the Rabbanan are going to ask for that, then that's forever and ever. They don't have the power to do that. And there are other examples given. Mila. So Mila, afilu b'Shabbos. That's the Taz's answer. It says a separate pasuk in Tazriyo, v'yom ha-shmini yimol b'sar alaso, and we dash from there, b'yom afilu b'Shabbos, is as if the Torah says, mefurish, you can do bris mila on Shabbos. So Rabbanan can't come along and say, it's always usher to do bris mila on Shabbos. They can't do that. They don't have that power. They don't have the authority. The Rabbanan can't just make any laws, whatever they want. There are limitations for what the Rabbanan are allowed to do. That's a Rashi pshat at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. That gzeira l'gzeira. They can't make a gzeira to a gzeira. It's not just that they wouldn't, but that they couldn't. The Rabbanan don't have the authority to make a gzeira l'gzeira. It's only about protecting the Torah. So mishmeres l'mishmarti, v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres. So too here, the Rabbanan have authority. That's also milsa de lo shchicha, Rashi says, beginning of Beitza, milsa de lo shchicha lo gazer be Rabbanan. Not just that they wouldn't, but that they couldn't. Because the Rabbanan only have the authority to make gzeiras for Tzibur, and not for Yechidim. That's the suggestion by the Taz to answer Tosfos' question in Maseches Megillah. So now we continue in the Gemara now. Continue in the Gemara. Amar Rav Chizda. So by way of introduction here. So the Patur, we have this parallel Gemara like this in Maseches Shabbos, in the Yerushalmi. The Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos that talks about the babies. That p'tur, of Rabbi Yeshua is only when, let's say you did a baby that you weren't supposed to do on Shabbos, that's only when there was another baby that you were supposed to mal, and you didn't mal. Right? If there's still a baby, but what if you mal, there's only one baby. If there's only one baby here, and then you maled it, you're not gonna have a p'tur there. So the p'tur is only if there was still a baby that you didn't mal. So Rav Chizda would say, similarly, in our case, Amar Rav Chizda, Divrei Rebbe Shimon, The Gemara calls the Tanakama of our Mishnah Rabbi Shimon. Divrei Rabbi Shimon tiftar shayisham chabura achash lo shachta. When our Mishnah says that you're going to be putter for shechting shar zvachim l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach, that's ptur. It's only going to be if there's other chaburas that still have to offer their Karban Pesach. So there's still Karban Pesachs that have to be offered. And instead of offering a Karban Pesach from the real Karban, you gave a different Karban l'shem Pesach. That's where there's a patur of Dvar Mitzvah, because it's still in the world of Dvar Mitzvah, because there's a Chabura that didn't offer their Karban yet. So that's what Rav Chisda says about our Mishnah. So what we're going to do is we're about to quote a statement of Rabbi Yanai, a machlokes about what Rabbi Yanai meant, and we're going to try to say, well, maybe one of those shitas is against this Rav Chisda. Again, Rav Chisda says, our Mishnah, right, just like over there, you have a discussion of you have to have a baby that's still in the world of Mila for you to get the Ptur. If there's no other baby, then you're not going to be Pater. So to here, you're only going to get a Ptur for Shechting other Zvachim L'Shem Pesach if there's still a Chabur that didn't offer his Karan Pesach. If everybody, there's no other Pesachs to offer, everybody gave their Karan Pesach already, then it's not going to be a Ptur of Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. There's no more Mitzvah left. So let's see. Amar Rabbi Zu'ura. So says Rabbi Zu'ura. Again, Rabbi Zu'ura is commenting. Remember, on Rabbi Meir's version, Chaim Kanievsky says this, Rabbi Meir's version of that Mishnah in Shabbos, like we started off today's daf. Rabbi Meir's version of that Mishnah in Shabbos says that if you did the Mila of Shel Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos, you did a bris Mila of Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. So Rabbi Meir holds, you're Chayav Achatos. Chayav Achatos, you did a mitzvah. So why would he say you're Chayav Achatos? Our Gemara, Amr Reb Zeura ben Milsid, Reb Yanai, Amr Reb Ushashacha, Chamal, Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. Reb Yanai says, when's the case that you're Chayiv? If you mal the Shabbos one already on Erev Shabbos. Meaning you have two babies, one for Shabbos, one for Erev Shabbos. And the Shabbos one you already did Erev Shabbos. So right now, there's no baby left. There's two babies altogether. The Shabbos one you did Erev Shabbos, you messed up. And now the Erev Shabbos one you do Shabbos, you did a mitzvah? No, says that's what Rabbi Meir says, you're still chayiv. Rabbi Meir says, are the version of that Mishnah in Shabbos, you're chayiv. Why? Says Rabbi Yanai, because there's no baby left within the world of mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Malu B'Shachris, what happens if it wasn't yet, you didn't do the Shabbos baby on Friday, and therefore when Shabbos started, you only have one baby left that's not supposed to get Mila today. What if you mauled the Shabbos baby in the morning, and now you have the Erev Shabbos baby left? So you're doing it the same day. So when Shabbos started, you have two babies. Is that good enough for Rabbi Yeshua to say Pater in that case? Or do you say, well, right now there's no baby left to get Mila, so therefore, you know, you're going to be Chayef. That's a machlokas. Malu b'shachris, Rabbi Zeura Amar, Sav Rabbi Yanai Pater. Rabbi Zeura says, Rabbi Yanai would say, in that case, you're Pater. Why? Because at least in the morning, today, you still were in the world of mitzvah, and that's where you're still going to be in get the Ptur of Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Abba Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Abba says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Abba says, you're going to be Chayiv. Right now, there's one baby that's not supposed to get Bris Mila on Shabbos. And you don't have the Ptur. So Machlokas Rabbi Zu'ura and Rabbi Abba, what did Rabbi Yanai mean? When Rabbi Yanai said that in the Mishnah, you're not going to have the Ptur for Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. You're going to be Chayiv Achatos. That's because you have no babies left. You have no babies left from Friday, right? You don't have no babies, meaning you only have one baby left that's supposed to get his bismillah tomorrow or yesterday. So how far does that go? What if you had both babies Shabbos morning? So machlokas, Rabbi Yanai says, yeah, you would have a ptur, and Rabbi Abba says, chayef. Says the Gemara, v'lai demile amar Rabbi Yanai. One second. If it's true that even Shabbos morning, that would be enough of a Bittur. So why didn't he say the bigger Chiddush? Why didn't he say the bigger Chiddush? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, V'lai demile, l'Rabbi Abba de'amar, according to Rabbi Abba, who says that you're chayiv, even if it was there Shabbos morning. So then, why did Rabbi Yanai say, oh, the cases where you mauled the Shabbos one and Erev Shabbos, why don't you even say the Yomav the Shabbos one Shabbos morning, you'd still be chayiv in that case. Why don't you say even that bigger Chiddush? Because that's not the more common way of Moalim getting mixed up. You have two babies, he knows one's Friday, one Shabbos, he's not going to do both of them on Shabbos. Right? The more natural mistake would be you have two babies and you flip them. That's why you say that case. But in a chinami, even if the baby you mauled it on the Shabbos morning, you would still be chayiv in that case, because right now, according to Rabbi Abba, right now, Rabbi Abba's pshat of Rabbi Yanai, Right now, there is no other baby, it's not called Tabat Bar Mitzvah. Good. Last section. All Daite de Reb Zeura. Let's think about Reb Zeura now. Again, Reb Zeura, Reb Yanai. Reb Yanai said that the cases where when you chayiv, and it's not a Ptur of Tabat Bar Mitzvah, if you only have one baby here, the Shabbos baby is done. You did it on Friday. So according to Reb Zeura's pshat, right, Reb Zeura says that your patur, if you did the milah in the morning, you still have the patur, even though right now there's no other baby. They only have a baby in front of you. That's not supposed to get his bris milah today. And you do it, Reb Zeura says you're still patur. Says the Gemara, isn't that against Rav Chisda that we just spoke about 5 minutes ago? Because what did Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda says the only time when you're going to get a patur, if you still have a chabura that didn't offer their Karan Pesach yet. It still has to be lemaisa, a potential mitzvah out there. Rav Chisda says, what about the morning? The morning definitely have chaburas. No, if you don't have a chabura right now that didn't give his Pesach yet, you're going to be chayiv. So Rav Chisda seems to be against Rav Yanai. Al daiti de Rav Zeura, meaning Rav Zeura is shot of Rav Yanai. Al daiti de Rav Zeura. Again, look at this Girsa, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's Girsa, Rabbi Yanai de lo ka Rav Chisda. Let's switch the words. Right? Rabbi Yanai is not like Rav Chisda. Why? Because again, Rabbi Zeura's pshat of Rabbi Yanai is, even if the baby, the other baby, got his meal in the morning, you're still pater. Even, what do you mean? Right now there's only one baby. Together bris milah two, and it's the wrong baby. You still have a patur. Rav Chisda would never say such a thing. Rav Chisda said by Karan Pesach, if you have no chaburas left, then you're going to be chayiv. So isn't Rav Chisda against Rav Zeura shot of Rav Yanai? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yimana kum Rav Yosa, maybe Rav Chisda and Rav Zeura are not arguing. Mada Amar Rav Chisda k'Rabbi Shimon. Maybe Rav Chisda's more limited definition of Tabat Var Mitzvah is within Rabbi Shimon Shita, who we know has a more limited view. Mada Amar Rav Yanai k'Rabbi Meir, maybe Rav Yanai's pshat, wider range pshat of Tabat Var Mitzvah, is following Rabbi Meir's opinion, who we know, who we've had the past couple of days, has a wider pshat of Tabat Var Mitzvah. And therefore, says the Gemara, Mishivin Davar Bein Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon. So what are you getting upset about that there's between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon? You're asking one on the other? Maybe there's no machlokas between Rabbi Zeura and Rav Chisda. Each one of them are explaining a different one of the Tanaim, right? One is explaining Rav Chisda is within Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yana is within Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, again, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's, rhetorical end, Ashkechan pluga ben Remeil Rabbi Shimon b'shiur. We know there's a machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon regarding Tabat Var Mitzvah, but we don't have any evidence that they argue about shiur, about what has to remain, whether a chabur has to remain, whether a baby has to remain. We have no evidence that they argue about that. So, says the Gemara, we'd rather not say it's a machlokas Tanoim. We'll say it's a machlokas Amoram. So it's a machlokas Rav Chisda and Rabbi Zeura, but it's not a machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Period. We'll have to stop there.